Prepare to Pivot is a series of conversations with Dr. Andrew Barnes, Dean of the School of the Arts, Communications, and Global Studies at York College of Pennsylvania. Dean Barnes talks with leaders in the college, YCP alums, and members of the York community about the importance of the liberal arts in preparing students to build careers where essential skills like critical and creative thinking, effective communications, and analytical reasoning make all the difference. And now, here's Dean Barnes.
Hi, this is Andy Barnes. Welcome back to the podcast, Prepare to Pivot. Today, I'm privileged, and I have the privilege and the honor to have Thomas Burns, the new president of York College, here to speak about the liberal arts. Welcome, Thomas, and thank you very much for coming today.
Andy, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
I know that you have been around a lot, to all a lot of different meetings, meeting people, and you've given your spiel about a million times. So I'm going to ask you one more time to give your spiel, just to tell us a little bit where you came from and why you came to York.
Sure. So I've had the privilege of working at a whole variety of academic institutions, from public institutions to Ivy League. And I really have found my place and my purpose being at places where you marry the liberal arts and professional education. Was part of a professional organization called NACU, the New American Colleges and Universities. And they are institutions that are very similar to York College in that they call themselves the ugly ducklings of higher education, because we are the place where you can do anything. Every opportunity is available, whether it's wanting to be a doctor or a nurse or a business person or a chemist like I am or an English major. It's all there and you can move freely amongst them. And so I came to York because this is a place where I feel like I can be all I was meant to be, but it's also the place where we help students find their place and their purpose, where they can take what they learn in the classroom and use it in a community. The relationship between York the college and York the city and York the county is incredibly deep and rich, and that's not true everywhere. The idea of good and positive town-gown relationships aren't everywhere, but they are here. And so this is a place where when a student comes, it's more than just the educational experience on campus or in residence life. It's the educational experience about how do I become a civically engaged, contributing citizen here and afterwards. And that's beautiful.
Well, thank you for saying this, because you're really speaking to the heart of what I do, of what we do in the School of Arts, Communication, and Global Studies, and that is liberal arts and the importance of liberal arts. And it's a nice segue, because I wanted to ask you the question about what is the purpose, what is the role of liberal arts in higher education? We know it in Ivy Leagues or the big Research One institutions. They are liberal arts colleges that are giving students a well-rounded liberal arts education. But what is the role for in a place like York, that's a regional comprehensive institution, that is one of its primary focuses is pre-professional? And how does a liberal arts work in a pre-professional environment?
Yeah. I think that there are lots of negative connotations that surround the word liberal these days. And liberal arts has been around much, much longer than the connotations of what liberal means in today's vernacular. And really what the liberal arts is meant to do is to create a situation where students, professors, the academy and the community can have deep and rich conversations and be thought partners in how do we develop the world that we're all going to live into. I sometimes feel like I have a different perspective on the liberal arts because I come out of chemistry as a discipline, and chemistry has always been housed in the liberal arts. Every liberal arts institution has a chemistry major, but in practice, it is often a very professional discipline. You work in laboratory settings, you move into government and business, and so as a discipline, it's one that bridges the two parts of what it is that York does so well, those liberal arts and professional education and everything in between. So for me, it's an easy thing to have a conversation about, because the liberal arts is about breadth and depth. The liberal arts is about critical thinking. It's about creativity. It's about collaboration. It's about research for the purpose of learning and development, but also research to discover new things. And so when I think about the liberal arts, I always do it from the perspective of what I know best, chemistry. And for me, thinking about how I connected the things that often appeared in the general education curriculum, so a literature course or a political science course, back to what I was doing in my discipline was incredibly powerful and helped me be much more prepared for what my full life looked like after I graduated. Yes, I'm a chemist, but I'm also a dad. I'm also a volunteer. And when you put all those things together, life is richer than what our discipline is. And the liberal arts is what makes us ready to do that, ready to think creatively and critically about how we live and what we do.
Yeah, that is the core of kind of a liberal arts education. And, you know, in traditionally, in a lot of universities, the college used to be arts and sciences.
Right.
And my previous job, I was the dean of liberal arts and sciences. So we considered the sciences as part of, as having a connection, at least, mm-hmm. with the liberal arts and the sciences. A lot of institutions are getting away from that, and they're separating the two. And that sort of creates a challenge for us, mm-hmm. of people seeing, you know, science is separate, or liberal arts is something, a discipline that's separate from all the other disciplines. Even here, we have a school, my school, that is one of five schools here. Mm-hmm. And the other schools are more pre-professional. And it's part of my job to advocate and to make those connections with my colleagues, my deans in the other school, to show the way in which the liberal arts can help majors in chemistry. That we're here to give those what we call essential skills, which you mentioned, those critical creative thinking skills, those leadership skills, problem-solving skills, and teamwork skills. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad. And you know, I often, when I'm advocating, and that's, I have to say, I think that the dean of the liberal arts is the hardest deanship on any campus, because we're constantly having to advocate internally and externally as well. And I often tell people, the BA you get here, that BA is liberal arts. That's what constitutes a liberal arts degree, is a BA degree. You're not getting an associate's degree or trade degree or some other degree in chemistry. You're getting a BA, which is a Bachelor of Arts, which includes the liberal arts. And I also, it's interesting here at your college, because we are a liberal arts college. Mm-hmm. We are a liberal arts college that has a pre-professional focus, which I think makes York, as you said earlier, really kind of a special place, because we understand that the relationship between the liberal arts and the pre-professional is extremely important, not only for students' education while they're here, but for their careers when they graduate. Like you said, that the liberal arts makes us more human. It makes us not only better workers in our careers, but also just better humans. But we see today in society that there's a lot of pressure, a lot of negative news about liberal arts. We just saw at West Virginia, they had, they were closing a lot of departments. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the pressures that are coming from, I think, a lot of different sectors against the liberal arts. And I see now that universities and colleges have a choice. They can either abandon the liberal arts, or they can double down on them. My job as a dean is to make sure we double down on them. But let's talk a little bit about some of the pressures that are out there today on the liberal arts.
Sure. So I think there are a couple of real obvious ones. And so our society in general has been very metric-driven for a long time. And so one of the things that people want to see is, well, what do I do with a liberal arts degree?
That's right.
And they're wanting to say, what's my outcome 1 year out, 2 years out, 3 years out? It's not a bad conversation to have, but it's not a complete conversation. So, you know, we're sitting here and talking about this. I've reminded everyone that I'm a chemist, but I'm also a college president, mm-hmm. and I've been a provost. Now, I've placed my whole career in the academy, but nowhere in my chemistry courses did I learn necessarily about leadership and management and financial controls of institutions. That's come from a better understanding of the liberal arts as an undergraduate, feeding into what I did in my life after my liberal arts background. And so I think there's a metric-driven piece that is often confusing, because a year out or 3 years out, I was in graduate school. I went on to a professionalized portion of my education, but I didn't lose what I had as my liberal arts training. And I was more successful in graduate school and beyond because I knew how to think creatively, not just because of chemistry courses, but because of all the courses that I took. I was comfortable with group work and group conversations. I was able to present more clearly because communication was an inherent part of the things that I did as an undergraduate, not just in chemistry. And so then I became an adult, you know, got married, had kids, had a family. And it's incredible the ways that the education as an undergraduate at a liberal arts institution influenced the decisions I could make or made as an adult. So sometimes I think we're a little unfair about saying, well, what was your major? My major was English. Well, what are you doing 2 years out? Well, I'm just learning how to become an adult and live in community and have a career. It doesn't define who I am yet. And then I think the other thing that people forget is that just because I majored in something in college doesn't mean that's what my life and profession becomes afterwards. So the liberal arts is as much about exploration as it is about baseline and background. And so being part of that conversation helps people think about, what do I really want to be when I grow up? Yes, you have to major in something, but what you choose to do in life is greatly influenced by that exposure to opportunities and the partnerships that you form in those conversations. All of us have mentors. And so Here's one of the values of a liberal arts education to me. If I had only had chemists as instructors, I would have learned in a certain style, a certain way, a certain technique. But because I was at a liberal arts institution, I had to take distribution requirements. And at the time, I don't know that I always saw the connection.
Right.
But afterwards, the value was immense. And so my mentor as a teacher was my Spanish professor. And I've seen him since and reminded him of the things that he did that in class as an instructor in a language course that influenced the way that I taught as a chemist and the way that I act as an administrator. And had I not had that exposure and that opportunity, I'd be a different person. Mm-hmm. I'd have a different skill set and I likely wouldn't be as successful.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. A lot of college presidents, a lot of CEOs, you're kind of an exception because you're a chemist and you have this great leadership skill, but a lot of them come from the liberal arts.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of, because we have these skills that we've developed in our liberal arts degree. People who listen to this broadcast or this podcast know that they know my story, but I was, I had to get a pre-professional degree. So I have a degree in accounting, my bachelor's, because my parents insisted you had to get a degree that got you a job.
Very accountable.
Very accountable. I was an accountant for 3 days. But you're right. It was because I went to a liberal arts college. It was an English professor. She was a poet named Alice Ryman. She opened my eyes to English literature. I never knew this. I never knew about creative writing. So it took me a while once I got out of college. And I worked in business for about 10 years. But in those 10 years, I was not happy. It's like, what do I want to do? And it was that liberal arts backgrounds, that liberal arts education, that and those professors that really allowed me to go, oh, I want to switch.
Right.
I want to pivot to a different career. And because I understood them, because they gave me a foundation, I could do that.
Right.
It wasn't the easiest thing, but I could do that.
And one of the things you have at a place like York is that we have the liberal arts and professional education in this happy relationship, and you're exposed to both. But it's almost unfair if you ask an 18-year-old, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And the liberal arts, this exploration piece that we include as part of who we are, helps them think about that in different ways. And then we remove the barriers to move seamlessly between the two. So I've worked at R1s where to change majors to a different school or a different college within the same university is extraordinarily difficult. And here we're a place where when you find what you want to do, we help you explore it, and it may change the path that you're on, and we can help you do it seamlessly.
Yeah, that is a good example, and I'll give you an example from when I was an English professor. My background is in Shakespeare and early modern English, and I had at William Patterson University in Northern New Jersey was my first job as a tenured professor, and I taught the British Survey, the first part from Beowulf to Milton, impossible to teach in that time frame. But I had a student who was a business major, and he took that class. And then he took every English class I ever taught, and he switched to being an English major. And then he went on to get his PhD, and now he's working at Princeton. So we do have this possibility, this capability of not only affecting and changing students' lives, but allow them to sort of pivot, allow them to do that kind of change that they want to. Because you're right, no 17 or 18-year-old knows what they want to do. But we also seeing, you know, that this article that came out in the Times a couple of days ago, and this is in one of many, many articles that's talking about the cost of education, the ROI, and why. I'm always amazed. They give me these charts. I read the Chronicle all the time. And a while ago, there was this chart of these are the jobs that are most important. They're all STEM jobs. They're all STEMs. These are the essential skills they need. They're all liberal arts skills. And there's no sort of understanding of, do you understand the match between the two? Because these articles are coming out are telling students, basically, get a STEM. Go to STEM. Regardless of if that's their passion or not. If you're a STEM, if that's your passion, awesome. But I worry about those kids, like I was, who are being sort of pressured into going into a STEM field. And when their real passion is maybe art or right. liberal arts.
Right.
And it's up to us as administrators, it's up to parents, it's up to our the faculty to help mentor those students,
right.
to help mentor them to realize that there are other options out there. But it's also puts a lot of pressure on us as administrators to close down low enrolled. Some of that may be warranted, but on the other hand, we don't want to kind of to give up the core of who we are. Sure. And part of that is liberal arts. I just want us to be aware, because I'm often concerned when I see all these articles coming out and all this, the movement in higher ed to close down liberal arts, to remind ourselves that why we're important, why we're here, and what we're needed.
It's easy to follow the herd. Yeah. And if the general sentiment is that college is expensive and college is not practical, and maybe you should go into another discipline or another area. Well, there's merit to all of that, mm-hmm. but there's also mixed truths in it. So, mm-hmm. you know, we do know that not every employment opportunity that one can pursue requires a college degree, and nor right. should it.
That's right.
But we also recognize that there are disciplines where a college education is extremely important and valuable, and the difference in earning power over time has been well documented, that there's a significant increase in earning power for individuals and families with completion of college degrees and beyond. And so that doesn't mean that's the only reason one should go, but it does mean that there's a richness and an opportunity about knowledge, about opportunity for families that comes from being part of a college community. And there are plenty of places that have inflated the cost of higher education to the point that it's almost unimaginable or unreachable. Yeah. We've been a place that's been really rational about what our pricing of the college experience is. It is something that is affordable to the mm-hmm. average family, and it always should be. And we've been real practical about that. We're not trying to inflate our tuition to a level that sounds so impressive and then give people crazy discounts to say, "Hey, we're going to put it on sale for you." No, we're just honest about who we are and what we do. And that's true about our programs of study. It's true about our costs. And it's true about what we offer. We offer an education based in the liberal arts that is meant to give people opportunity to explore who they are and what they want to do in rational and thoughtful ways.
Yeah, I'm when I came to York, I've been here for 7 months now, I was really surprised at how affordable a quality liberal arts regional college is, education is. And this, I think, is one of the greatest things about York College. I'm also concerned that I hear a lot of news and read a lot that, you know, college degree is just not worth it anymore. And we're getting this news. And what concerns me is we're telling a whole generation of students, you don't need a college degree. When we know from the research that the jobs coming in the next 10 to 20 years requires a college degree. So it concerns me that we're really sort of disadvantaging a whole generation of students by saying it's not worth it. College is not worth it. We know it is most definitely worth the investment, especially at a place like York where it's so affordable. And it's long range planning. You get this degree. Yes, you may take on some debt, but this will make a difference in your life in 10 years, 20 years, all the way down the road. And we have to continue sort of fighting against that idea that college is not worth it anymore. It, more than ever, it certainly is worth it.
Absolutely. And if you think about the things that families invest in that often require them to take on debts, you invest in a home because you want a place to live, certainly at the base level, but you also know that investment is going to appreciate over time. And that's the same thing that's completely true about education, but we don't think about it the same way. We've sort of forgotten that sometimes we have to invest in things that require more energy and effort than we have at the moment, but the value of them over time will increase greatly. You know, I think about my wife and I were talking the other day about we got new cell phones recently, and of course, you know, you get a free cell phone, but you end up paying for it for 2 years or 3 years or whatever. But the idea there is you've been willing to take on debt to have a cell phone, but I don't want to have a moderate amount of debt to have an education, I'll do it for a car, which depreciates in value, right. But I can invest in my education and it will always appreciate. My degree will be worth more 2, 3, 5 years down the road than it is now. And so it's not to say that you should take on enormous amounts of debt, but it is worth the investment to get a high quality education at a reasonable price, because the opportunities you will have are enormous.
That's excellent. And I have to say, I'm tremendously excited to have a president here who understands the liberal arts, who understands the value of an education. And thank you for coming here. Thank you for being our president. And thank you for coming today to talk to me on this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Andy. It's a privilege to be here and a pleasure to be with you. And I'm really looking forward to working with the team here to help make sure that more people find York to be a place that they can thrive and succeed.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
This program is produced in the studios of WVYC-FM, the voice of York College, and produced by WVYC radio station manager Jeffrey Schiffman. Join Dean Barnes monthly for these ongoing conversations about essential skills in the liberal arts.